Big Willie!
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that. That's really neat. Well, what about, I don't know, did you call, what about horses? Do they have a particular way to call them?
Well,
whistle to them.
Whoop, whoop, or whistle for them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you wanted your mules to go left when they were...
G and haw.
Haw on to the right. G.
Oh,
G
yeah.
And haw.
Yeah. And to get your horses or something to start up.
Get up.
And then to stop.
Whoa.
And to, if you wanted to back them.
Back.
Now, if you had to get the horses ready to go someplace, you've got to say, well, I've got to go out and...
curry the horses?
Or something like that. And would you have to harness them?
Harness the horses.
And that kind of thing. Well, when you were plowing, what the things that you'd guide the mules with?
Well, you had your plow lines on the side of the horse.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were riding on a horse, the what you'd hold in your hand to...
The bridle reins.
Mm-hmm. And then if you had a saddle, what you put your feet in where you...
Stirrup.
If you weren't riding behind him, of course you didn't get...
No, I didn't.
You didn't have the benefit of that. Well, when you plow with two mules or something, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow? Is there a particular name for that one?
Well, I don't know, no, any more than just the furrow mule.
Mm-hmm.
Call him, put him in the fur.
And if they want him to go in the fur, they'd say, gee.
Oh, yeah.
And then if they want him to go to the left, why, it's haw.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is another thing about expressions that you might use. If something wasn't right near at hand, you might say, well, it's just over there a little.
Further.
Mm-hmm. Or something. Now, if it was far away or something, you might say, well, now... Well, if you were traveling or something and you didn't finish your trip, you'd say that before dark you had to go a
little further.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Now, if something's real common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you just say, well, you can find that just about. You find that just about any
place.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. If you'd say any place or now if a person fell this way, you'd say that they fell. If they fell this way, you'd say they fell
forward.
Uh-huh. If they fell this way, you'd say
backward.
They fell. Yeah. Now if you were getting rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing.
And if you were fixing wheat, you'd tie it up into a
bundle.
And then 12 of those bundles would be a
shock.
And, when you have oats, what do you have to do to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash them.
Oh, that's what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To those. Now, we were talking before about, you said that you cooked all kinds of, like you said, biscuits and cornbread and everything in a skillet. What about, I guess everybody had to make all their bread themselves in those days, wouldn't you?
Yes, they did.
Now, the type that you made in loaves, you call that?
Light bread.
Yeah, and you made that yourself, too.
Yes, and we didn't buy the yeast back then. I don't know where. I don't know how they'd make this yeast.
Oh, but they
but they'd start an outfit of yeast,
mm-hmm.
And well, it'd just keep making.
Uh huh.
And you'd take out what you want, leave your little starter for the next baking.
Mm, that's hard to believe. And then would use that in the bread, the whole.
Just
mm-hmm.
And
just have it
forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fermented. Ferment when, mm-hmm. when he's making.
Mm, that's hard. Well,
I'll be running now.
Oh, I don't believe